Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
Violence is continuing in the latest round of hostilities between Israel and Palestine. Israel's military has confirmed that its Navy commandos carried out a raid inside Gaza yesterday, while the Strip continued to be attacked by air, sea and over its border fence. The Palestinian death toll is estimated at around 167. And according to the UN, 70% of the fatalities have been civilians, leading to a request from the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas for the United Nations to place the Palestinian state under international protection. There have been no fatalities on the Israeli side. Yusuf Al-Helou is a Palestinian journalist who's in Gaza City. And just before we came on air, I asked him what had been happening there today.
Well, for the seventh consecutive day, Israeli warplanes continued to pound different areas and sites and locations across the besieged Gaza Strip, targeting more residential houses, and obviously the loud explosions rocked the city. A state of panic prevails amongst the civilian population of 2 million people. More than 40,000 people fled the northern part of Gaza, the town called Al-Atatra town in the north of Gaza. They are seeking shelter now at eight UN-run schools and facilities after the Israeli military ordered the residents of that area to leave the area yesterday in anticipation for what it seems to be a possible limited ground incursion into the northern part of Gaza. Now, the Israeli side says that their attacks on Gaza are in response to homemade rockets fired from Gaza, and that they are targeting the houses of a junior and senior Hamas members. But we saw in the past days that civilians were killed inside their homes, sometimes without even warnings from the Israeli military. The health sector is in bad shape. Health officials, they declared the state of emergency, and experts who came from outside Gaza, from Norway, they are helping the Palestinian doctors at Shifa Hospital, which is the largest health complex. They said that they found traces of internationally banned and prohibited weapons. This is according to their findings. Overall, people, of course, they want an end to this madness. Streets, roads are deserted. No passers-by except from urgent cases for people who would like, who need to go to buy goods and stuff. But, I mean, most of the shops are closed. People are suffering from daily power cuts, and sometimes they cannot, of course, keep up to date with the latest developments. They cannot watch TV. They cannot listen to the radio station. Much of Gaza areas suffer from lack of drinking water. Because of the frequent power cuts, water pumping stations do not work. And anyway, the people of Gaza, they rely on vendors who patrol the streets to sell water. And this water is brought from desalination plants. So shortage of drinking water, daily power cuts, panic and fear. The 2 million people, half of whom are children, of course, they couldn't sleep for the sixth night in a row. And also the mediation efforts have failed so far to bring about any ceasefire.
And Israel may tell them to leave their homes for fear of an imminent attack, but they have very few options where to go. They are literally fenced in a place that has been described as hell on earth.
Well, Gaza is the most densely populated area on earth. 2 million people in Gaza, they live in 300 square kilometers. There is no guarantee that they won't be targeted. Even these UN schools, they were attacked by white phosphorus bombs, and people were killed inside these schools. So obviously, Gaza has no bomb shelters. There is no safe place in Gaza anyway.
Israel say that Hamas are deliberately using civilians to hide behind. Is that true, Yusuf? Are they using civilians as human shields?
Well, as we saw, most of the casualties that have lost their lives in the past 7 days are civilians. 75% of these people are totally civilians. Now, we do not see any movement of these armed groups. If you ask anybody in Gaza, they will tell you there are no presence of any armed men on the streets. They are working from underground, and people cannot see them. These homemade rockets are normally fired from agriculture fields, from open spaces, and obviously the Israeli military, they shell the area where their homemade rockets fired from. In many cases, of course, you know, maiming and injuring and killing civilians in the area. Now, I mean, I'm Hamas spokesperson. I'm a journalist, and Hamas says that Israel, you know, is not telling the truth. Israel is killing civilians in Gaza. People obviously now are united behind the resistance. I mean, obviously, you have some people who hate Hamas. But when they see Israel is committing massacres, obviously, people have nothing to lose. Obviously, the popularity of Hamas is very high nowadays. So Israel has not achieved its goals. The homemade rockets are still being fired from Gaza. And more people are losing their lives. These large explosions, you know, rock Gaza each time and then. And obviously, it seems there is no end to this cycle of violence. Each party put the blame on the other side. But we know who started this aggression on Gaza. It was the Israeli side who put the blame on Hamas ruled Gaza, blaming them, holding them responsible for the death of the kidnapped three Israeli Jewish settlers in the West Bank. And we saw that Hamas kept saying that it wasn't us. They did not claim any responsibility. Israel says, no, it was you. And here we go. The people of Gaza say that Israel does not need any justice. I mean, does not need a pretext to attack Gaza. Israel can attack Gaza anytime at its will. You know, Israel can, says whatever it wants. And they say that Israel is enjoying a culture of impunity. Israel is using Gaza as a testing and experimental field to test its weapons on defenseless civilian population in Gaza, which has been under strangling Israeli siege for the past 7 years.
I was going to ask you that, what the people there believe Israel's ultimate aim in Gaza is.
Well, the people of Gaza, they have had enough. I mean, obviously, when people have no hope, you will see young people joining the resistance groups. Israel, you know, still maintains full control of Gaza's airspace, territorial waters, and border crossings. Israel is suffocating Gaza. It has been suffocating Gaza since 2007, when Hamas took control of Gaza after it won the parliamentary elections of 2007. So obviously, Israel wants the people of Gaza to revolt against Hamas. This did not happen. So they say that the people of Gaza say that Israel is punishing the population of Gaza because Israel has failed to deal with Hamas. If you have a problem with Hamas, why you are collectively punishing the population of Gaza?
That was Yusuf Al-Halou, who is a Palestinian journalist based in Gaza City. I was talking to him just before we came on air.